Could you give an example of how you would transition from, at what point during your meditation do you transition to that shift to knower or witness? How can you talk about that?
Well, that's something that it's experimenting. Okay. There's no formula for it. But it's something that, and it isn't as if it's just like a it's one, it's really clear, and as if it's sort of like you're driving in your car and you change gears and then you're not going into reverse because you're going forward, sort of thing. It's much more that sense of. And I think that's where the investigation, when we talk about investigation in practice, it's more of a tuning in and sort of seeing what's happening here, what's working, and as the awareness of the breath starts to become more clear, as there seems to be a sense of ease establishing itself, then it's like a question you raise up in the mind. Okay, what's the quality of knowing? What's happening here? What is the knower? And then sometimes you drop that in your mind and your mind goes crazy and just starts proliferating thinking. No, that's not the right time, because it's not really it's not an intellectual question.
Well, that was my question. It's less volitional than it is sort of natural transition.
Yes.
You find yourself there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then that's. And then, but sometimes you actually have to prod the mind, because sometimes the mind just wants to be peaceful. It doesn't want to have to contemplate. It really doesn't want to have to figure too much out. I just want to be happy. which is fair enough, but it doesn't get you too far. Sometimes you need to push the mind and to challenge it and say, okay, what's going on here? Am I just... Because also there's a very clear teaching in many circles of the, you make your mind peaceful and then... when the mind is sufficiently peaceful and clear, then you direct it to the factors of insight. And of course, what happens is, the mind easily doubts and say. And it has desire, and I want to be peaceful and clear. So, and you say, I want to be more peaceful, more clear. And so that desire mind doesn't quite. There isn't really a point where it's ever going to feel really peaceful enough. That's the nature, because it's the nature of the mind. So you do have to prod it to a certain degree. Okay, what's going on? What are the factors of insight? What are the ways that I'm? Where am I holding? And that's where Ajahn Chah's encouragement to we have to learn how to let go until there is no remainder. And it works on all levels. And even with that, that peaceful mind, you know, we're, you know, we want, we don't want that peace disrupted too much. Yeah, it's hard, and it's hard to get there. And it wasn't, you know, it's not that easy to make the mind peaceful. So that, you know, we do need to encourage ourselves, push ourselves a little bit.